angry guy here, and women are demanding men don't blame them for feminism. Women are demanding that men don't blame them for feminism. Let's just go ahead and jump right into this article. So most of you by know by now that a popular YouTuber who has, I believe, over 30 million subscribers, known as SS Sniper Wolf, recently went to the home of a fellow YouTuber who was making videos critiquing her and essentially revealed where he lived. YouTube has been under fire for weeks now, for at least a week or more now, for not doing anything in response and giving tone-deaf responses. Basically, on YouTube, if you do things outside of YouTube, you can still lose your channel for it. So, for example, many people know all about EDP and what he did, and his channel was gone within a couple of days. Whatever guys do things on YouTube, or even off the platform, YouTube can take action and will delete their entire channel, except if you're a woman. In the case of Miranda Sings, for example, you know that she sent lingerie to a young to a 14-year-old, which she basically laughed about. She also had some inappropriate comments with young boys, and YouTube did literally nothing about it, allowing her to continue remaining on the platform despite all the allegations. I mean, it was literally on Inside Edition, and nothing came of it. This is the same thing we see happening on Twitch, where you literally have, you know, you had a streamer just straight on getting clapped on stream. And what did Twitch do? They gave her like a 2 to 3 day staycation for it, which was basically nothing. While guys like the Jadeon have been banned from Twitch just for his followers tweeting like L to Pokimane, who has since resolved their beef. Well, Sniper Wolf, she basically went to this guy's house after he made videos being critical of her and her content, and stood outside of his house and basically said, hey, you know, we should talk about it. And she essentially revealed where he left, and she took her beef into the real world. YouTubers are saying that she needs to be banned from the platforms, or at least demonetized. YouTube is refusing to do this or even really issue a serious statement about the situation. But what's more interesting is that, you know, a lot of people are now saying that this is just another example of female privilege, and people such as, Sim Queen Pokimane, for example, has been caught up in this, and she's basically striking out and saying that she should not be caught up in what's happening on the platform. So, for example, Pokimane hits back at the Sniper Wolf comparison and slams her over, revealing the address of that YouTuber. So, I mean, it's pretty crazy. So let's go ahead and read this. Pokimane has fired back at an unnecessary SS Sniper Wolf comparison on Twitter that implied that she's able to get away with anything on Twitch. Comparisons between popular figures are often inevitable. However, when a tweet surfaced comparing Twitch's most followed female streamer, Imane Pokimane, and these two controversial YouTuber SS Sniper Wolf, it sparked a significant response from Pokimane herself. The tweet in question drew comparisons between SS Sniper Wolf and Pokimane, displaying photos of both with the caption, "My platform lets me get away with anything starter pack." And Pokimane, known to address controversies head on, didn't hold back in her response. I'm vehemently against revealing the home address of others online, especially as someone who has had their home address revealed and had people follow them for years. This comparison is unnecessary, and I don't want to be a part of your woman can get away with anything agenda. I sincerely hope that at YouTube helps Jack. So she's basically saying that this is the results of feminism. You know, feminism got women everything they wanted, and now they're trying to say, don't hold us accountable for anything that it's done. You know, don't hold us accountable. Don't shine the light on us. You know, I can't, you know, because basically women can get away with anything. There's no responsibility. There's no accountability today in modern day society for women. And it's clear as day And of course, for example, Pokimane was watching, she watched the video on stream, and, you know, she, you know, it got, you know, there was a copyright, and she was like, she got like a 1-day ban for it. And somebody else did the exact same thing, and it got like banned for 30 days or more. A guy did the same thing 30 days or more. And this is a popular streamer. And it illustrates the big difference between men and women in online platforms, where women can basically say or do anything, and they're basically safe. But if a man does or anything, even something that he hasn't proven, that was proven that he didn't actually do, he was just, you know, it's just someone that is just alleged, boom, he's gone. He's gone. His platform is taken away. His channel is gone, and they're not going to reverse the decision, more than likely. You know, and you can see that's what happened to Jay Dion, right? And now she's basically trying to say, "Don't compare me. I'm not a part of this." You know, she's it's just crazy. You know, it's just absolutely insane. In a follow-up comment, Pokimane emphasized her commitment to accountability. Her commitment to accountability, guys. Because women today are unaccountable. Guys, she's never held accountable for anything. Pokimane has never been held accountable for anything. But now she's trying to distance herself from what the web has become, because it's so clear as day that no one can deny it anymore. And she's like, "Oh, I'm not a part of it." Even so, she's trying to say she's not a part of it, even though she's enjoying all the privileges of it. So basically, I said this years ago, women would say, "Feminism got us everything that we wanted. Now let's fight it together." Welcome, guys. All right. Welcome to the new reality. All right. So she said in a follow-up comment, Pokimane emphasized her commitment to accountability and further shut down the idea of being compared to SS Sniper Wolf, stating, "I always try to apologize and do better when I make a mistake. It's okay if you haven't forgiven that yet. But please don't compare me to someone who committed this act and put people's address in the public realm, their home." You know, guys, again, it's so crazy, because now this is what's happening. This is what's happening. You know, this is what's happening in the reality. And now these women, they want to distance themselves from the act, from their, they want to distance themselves while continuing to enjoy privilege. All right. Because guys can never get away with any of this. By the way, guys, if you're enjoying my content, please go ahead and subscribe to the channel, turn on notifications, never miss another video again, and like the video, because it tells YouTube you're enjoying the content, you want to see more of it, so YouTube will show you more of it. But this is the reality that we live in as men, where men make a simple mistake and they're gone. That's it. Look at what happened to Fresh and Fit. But, you know, you literally have these female YouTubers that can basically do no wrong. No wrong whatsoever. I mean, if you look at the channels that have been deleted from YouTube, like 99% of the time, they're guys. You know, if a woman does something, oh, well, you know, it doesn't matter. And on Twitch, oh, my gosh. Like I said, you know, what's his name? Voice Critical talked about this, where he illustrated, you know, there was a streamer who she literally, you know, it was like full on clapping on stream. And Twitch did not they didn't care whatsoever. They just let it fly. You know, I mean, look at Amaranth, you know, and all the different things that she has done. It's just absolutely ridiculous. The privilege and the things. And guys, you know, look at OnlyFools. OnlyFools is now becoming a new standard for women. OnlyFools is now becoming a new standard for women, where it's being, where you have all these different OnlyFools models, and they're not models, they're workers. On YouTube going around and social media going around, where they're like, "Oh, would you like a mystery gift, or would you like to come home with me, or, you know, kiss, or would you like to, you know, tap something?" And it's like, what? And this is the reality. This is the absolute reality. Like they're normalizing this type of degeneracy in society. And women are so adverse to responsibility and accountability. And now you have Pokimane trying to pretend like she's actually ever been held accountable for anything whatsoever. Okay? Guys, this is the reality for men in society. And men have to wake up and realize that the only power that you have is to walk away. To walk away. Women are demanding men don't blame them for feminism. Yeah, fat chance. And of course, the simps will come rallying to them, you know, saying, leave my princess alone. I want to hear your thoughts regarding everything we discussed here. What do you think regarding this? Like the video if you like it. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you like the video, share the video. And just remember that all roads lead to MWA, men walking away. And cheers.